Good morning, everyone. My name is Shinsuke Akehara. I'm a plant physiologist from University of Florida. So it's very good to be back to SHS and see you all, and thank you so much for coming to this session. Today I'm going to be talking about new plastic mulch that we developed that can optimize the microenvironments for winter strawberry production in Florida. So before starting to talk about my project, I wanted to thank my sponsors, the funding agency, and the collaborators, and of course my group. So this is a picture of my group. So you can see we are gators. So we might bite, especially the one on the right-hand side. He's a serious gator, anyway. And in this slide, I just wanted to emphasize that the fruit hardiness is very critical in Florida. So our production starts in November. The production is very small, but it starts to go up, and the production peaks in March, and then rapidly goes down as California starts to ship more strawberries. On the other hand, the price is the highest in December. Let me see. So the price, the average highest price is 17.84, and then it goes down, and by the end of our season, the price goes down to $7. And when the price is less than this price, then it's not profitable for Florida growers. So even though we can continue to produce strawberries, we stop picking. So, you know, it has been our main focus that, you know, to maximize the production in December and January when growers can get the most profit. So here we want to, I'd like to show the climatic data and how stressful the condition is during establishment. The planting date used to be actually later than October 15th. And if we plant later than October 15th, the maximum average temperature is going to be below 30 degrees Celsius. So the plants will not be exposed to high stress. But because growers want to maximize the early production, they are planting earlier and earlier. Now they are planting as early as September 20th. So if we plant as early as September 20th, you can see there are a couple of weeks that the plants will be exposed to a high heat stress, higher than 30 degrees Celsius. And the table on the right-hand side shows maximum average temperature in the month of September and October. You can see until October 15th, the average maximum temperature exceeds 30 degrees Celsius. So what is the optimum color of plastic mulch? Different colors have different impact on heat control in the soil. And this is the data from more than 25 years ago. And actually, one of the faculties at our research center evaluated 8 different colors of plastic mulch on strawberry production. And he found overall black plastic mulch was the best color at that time. Well, he found that the early production was better with reflective colors. So black mulch actually produced the smallest yield during the early season. But because of the soil warming effect of the black color, the late season yield was the highest with black plastic mulch. And overall total season yield was the best with black plastic mulch. So because of this effect, and then, our main production is during winter month, people believe that the black mulch is the best color, and they've been using black plastic mulch for, a couple decades until a couple years ago. 100% of production was on black plastic mulch color. So here I want to describe how different colors, mainly black versus reflective color, can have different impact on the soil heat control. So black mulch, they can absorb most of the light, and reflective color, they have a high reflectivity. So depending on the color, they can reflect more than 90% of the light. So during the early season, if the black mulch is absorbing the heat, absorbing the light, that energy can be transformed into heat. And that's not really beneficial during the early season because the temperature is high. Plants are more susceptible to heat stress. But if you have reflective color, like for example white or silver plastic mulch, it can reflect light and it can cool the soil. So that's beneficial. But during the late season, actually we want to heat the soil. And if you have black plastic mulch, that I can be absorbed on the plastic mulch, and then it can warm the soil, which is beneficial effect. If you have white or silver plastic mulch, when we want to warm the soil, the light can be reflected, and then it still creates a cool soil environment, so we don't get the soil warming effect. So that was our dilemma. So that's, you know, how, you know, that we got the idea of creating this new plastic mulch that has two colors. So the new plastic mulch has black color on the shoulder, but reflective color on the center, in the middle. We can put either white or metallized color, like a silver. And with this plastic mulch, we can get beneficial effect of each color during initial season and also during the late season. So during the initial season, we can cool the soil near the transplant, and that can minimize the heat stress. And during the late season, the black shoulder can still warm the soil and then promote the growth and the fruit production. So we did a study at University of Florida, Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, located near Tampa. We did four seasons of experiments, starting from 2015-16 season. We used three different varieties, Radiance, Beauty, and Brilliance. And today I'm going to show the result only with Radiance variety. We tested five different plastic mulch, 100% black, 100% white, white stripe, 100% metallized, the silver color, and metallized stripe. And the experiment design was split plot design with the plastic mulch as the main plot. And the main objective of this study was to characterize the effect of different mulch on microenvironment and, of course, on the production. So I'm going to start from the EO data. So now you can see in this table the yield during the early season, November, January, and late season yield from February, and then the total season yield on the right-hand side. So if you look at the early season yield, you can see all deflective plastic mulch treatment improved the yield between 33% to 52%. Late season yield, we still got yield improvement, but that depended on the magnitude of yield increase, depended on the treatment. We found there was a trend that when we have the reflective stripe, so either white stripe or metallized stripe, yield improvement was greater than having 100% reflective color. So for example, white mulch or 100% metallized, yield increase was less than 9%, but when we have reflective color in a stripe design, then yield improvement could be up to 24%. And the total season yield, we got the best result with metallized stripe plastic mulch, and yield improvement was up to 34%. I'd like to discuss about mulch effect on canopy growth versus fruit growth. So during the season, we measured canopy cover area by doing the overhead photo and processing the image. And here I have the example of the black plastic mulch and the metallized stripe. And I'm showing only the data of the two treatments, but the data of other treatments were pretty similar. Basically, we didn't find any difference in canopy cover area among the treatments. So the plastic mulch treatment didn't have any impact on the canopy size or canopy growth, you know, vegetative growth. But this is the data showing the correlation between fruit number and the fruit yield, or fruit size and the fruit yield. We found a high correlation between fruit number and yield. So that's indicating that fruit yield improvement by plastic mulch treatment was because we could produce more fruit rather than the treatment increased the size of the fruit. And these, you know, two sets of data together, I think, indicating that the heat stress control by plastic mulch treatment has minimal impact on vegetative growth. The canopy size didn't change for a lot, but it can improve the fruit number. So vegetative growth and reproductive growth are affected differently by the heat stress control effect of the plastic mulch treatment. So next, I want to talk about microenvironment changes by the plastic mulch treatment. So my student Steven Deschamps, he did lots of measurements in the soil and around the canopy. He recorded soil temperature, canopy temperature, tissue temperature, and then he also measured light diffraction from the plastic mulch. So this is the thermographic image of three different plastic mulch. From the left, we have black mulch, 100% metallized and metallized stripe. And you can see on the left picture, black plastic mulch, the entire mulch is heat, warmed, and it has, the reddish color. If you look at the pictures in the middle, the 100% metallized, the entire bed is cooled, so it has the bluish color. And then the metallized stripe, you can see that only the stripe part has, bluish color. So it's in the middle part where we have the stripe, the soil temperature is cooled, but the shoulder is warmed because of the black color. So, the soil temperature is impacted by having the stripe, and then, you can see clear difference between the temperature in the middle part and the shoulder, just because of the stripe. This is the data of the soil temperature from October to January. And the white symbol is the air temperature. And the black symbol is soil temperature in the middle part and the black plastic mulch. And then we have a triangle symbol. Black is the white stripe. And then the open triangle symbol is the metallized stripe. And so this is the air temperature, black mulch, and then these two symbols. This is the stripe plastic mulch. So you can see black mulch is warming the soil. It's much higher compared to air temperature. And then when we have a white or metallized stripe, the temperature can be reduced in the soil. And the temperature reduction, the average temperature reduction by those plastic mulch, the stripe plastic mulch in October was 3.1 degrees Celsius. And it was 2.7 degrees Celsius in November. We also recorded temperature, not only in the soil, but right underneath the plastic mulch and on the top of the plastic mulch, and then 5 centimeters above the plastic mulch. So that's going to be canopy temperature. And we found temperature reduction at each position between 2 degrees to 4 degrees. Ground temperature data showed a similar trend, that black mulch had the most the highest tissue temperature, but using the white or metallized stripe mulch, we could reduce the tissue temperature. And this stripe plastic mulch can also impact the light environment because we have the high light reflectivity. So we measure quantity of light diffraction. So the left is showing the sunlight quality, and the quantum was between 1700 and 1900 micromole. Black mulch absorbed most of the light, so diffraction was pretty low, but metallized stripe diffraction was more than 90%. So that means that the plants can capture not only the sunlight coming from the sun, but they can capture the light deflected from the plastic mulch. So we try to characterize the light response photosynthesis, not only on the top of the leaf, but also on the lower side of the leaf, because now our plants can get light from two different directions. And we found that the yellow is the light response curve for the upper leaf surface, and then the red is the light response curve for the lower leaf surface. Lower leaf surface, they are still effective in photosynthesis. The effectivity, the efficiency is about 65% compared to when they receive the light from the top. And we also try to characterize the quality of the light, because some of the light hitting the canopy, they can be absorbed by the leaf tissue, and then some light can penetrate the leaf tissue, and then they reflect again. And this is the red to far red ratio of the sunlight, 1.5. But when the light pass through one layer of the leaf, the lead to ferrite ratio can be reduced to 0.17, and low lead to ferrite ratio has beneficial effect to stimulate our fruit production.
1 minute.
Okay. So we think that the plants can also get extra light with low lead to ferrite ratio that can stimulate our flower initiation. So in summary, reflective plastic mulch can create more favorable microenvironments for fruit development throughout the growing season. We found yield improvement in 4 seasons, up to 59% yield improvement during the early season, 30% for the total season. We got the commercial products of the metallized striped plastic mulch, and we have the patent application. Yield improvement depends on the cultivar, depending on the sensitivity of the variety to the heat stress. So thank you so much for your attention.
Thank you. No time for questions.
Okay.